The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. The Couple Next Door is brought to you today in part by Mentholatum Deep Heat Rub and Carter's Little Liver Pills. Do you remember? How long has it been since you've really felt like dancing? What's stopping you? Minor pains of arthritis or rheumatism? Then it's time to massage in new Mentholatum Deep Heat Rub. Its major active ingredients really promote a warm, soothing effect within 30 seconds. You'll see that Deep Heat Rub is absorbed by the skin. For effective temporary relief from the minor pains of arthritis or rheumatism, use greaseless, stainless, new Mentholatum Deep Heat Rub. Deep Heat.
Can't find the car keys.
Well, I don't know where they are, dear. I don't see why you don't put them in a special place when you get home at night. Then you won't always have this frantic rushing around. Anyhow, I haven't time to look. I've got a million things to do.
Look, I put them right here on the hall table last night. They're gone now.
Flowers. I'd better order flowers. Huh? I could put them on that end table, and Betsy could sit by the fireplace. That would be nice for a picture, don't you think?
Oh, I don't know, darling. I don't know. Look, the photographer will have his own ideas anyhow. Now, where are my car keys?
You will just have to look, dear. I don't have time. There's so many things. Hey, hello.
I don't know why it is.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Harrison. Oh, dear. Committee's meeting today? Well, I'm so sorry, but I just can't make it this afternoon. A special photographer is coming from Chicago to take Betsy's picture today.
Don't brag about it.
No, not for us. She's modeling for an advertisement for Thompson's Tonic.
Did you hear what I said, darling?
No. Betsy was downtown with me one day, and this man spotted her and said she'd be just perfect. And had she ever done any modeling? And I said, no, but... Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, we thought it would be exciting this once. Yes. Yeah. All right, Mrs. Harrison. Bye. I'll be at the next meeting. Yeah. Goodbye. What is the matter?
Well, I just don't think you should tell everybody about
it. Oh, listen, you're just as pleased as I am. I know this is just one little modeling job, but what if Betsy has real talent?
Darling, you can't tell at this age if a child has real talent for Pete's sake. Anyhow, it doesn't take talent to pose for a picture.
But somebody important might see her picture. Now, you know that underneath you think of that. Now, darling, please run along. I have a million things to do today and try to get home early.
Oh, where are the car keys?
Did you look in your pocket?
Yes, of course. I've looked in every pocket.
Oh, honestly, all right. Mr. Wallace said he'd be here with a photographer about 4 o'clock. Oh, it's so exciting.
The miracle of your liver bile. It is a medical fact that liver bile emulsifies fat, actually breaks down fatty solids to form a smooth, easy-flowing mix.
In your body, too, liver bile helps break down fat. Many favorite foods reach the digestive tract as undigested fatty solids. Your liver bile helps break down this fat for easier digestion.
And Carter's Little Liver Pills is the only laxative with proof, clinical proof, that it improves liver bile flow while it relieves irregularity.
Remember, your golden liver bile emulsifies fatty solids in your digestive tract, breaks them down for easier digestion.
So for sluggish, headachy, nervous irregularity, get Carter's and stimulate bile flow while relieving irregularity. Carter's Little Liver Pills, only 54 cents.
Turn around, Betsy, and let me button your dress. I have to hurry. The photographer's downstairs setting up all the equipment. Now, we don't want to keep him waiting.
I love my dress.
Oh, it looks beautiful, darling. Let me brush your hair. Thank you.
Ow!
Stand still. Now, I've got to get the snarls out.
It hurts. Ow!
Oh, Betsy, now stop that.
Well, you're pulling my hair.
No, I'm not doing it deliberately. Now, for goodness sakes, don't make a fuss. You want the photographer to hear you?
I don't care.
Well, I do. I want him to know that you're a lovely little girl. And Mr. Wallace, too. And the modeling agent. Do you want him to hear you?
He's not down there. He drove off in a car.
Oh, dear, I thank you. Well, I expect he'll be back.
Ow!
All right, you take the brush and comb out your hair yourself now. Then I'll come back up and fix it. I'll go down and see if the photographer's ready. Hurry up out here.
Oh, Mr. Hoffman.
Yes.
Well, I was just wondering how ready you were. I just have to fix her hair.
5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Oh, fine. Oh, my goodness. Always floodlight.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get in your way. Oh, aren't you having a sit by the fireplace? I thought that would be a nice background. I mean, I have flowers there and everything.
It won't show.
It won't show? What were you using for a background?
Just the wall.
Just the wall? Well, it's perfectly plain. I mean, that's not very interesting.
Mommy, I'll come down my hair.
Oh, all right, dear. No. Don't come down, darling. I'll come up.
I want to see what he's doing.
Oh, all right. Then set a floodlight.
No.
What? What's the matter?
She's not wearing that.
Well, yes, I bought this new dress specially for the picture.
No, it's not right at all. No. She would have to change.
Change? Well, that's the prettiest dress she has. I just bought it. And it's a very nice dress. My goodness, all we paid for it. Well, it'd be lovely in the picture.
Yes, it would be lovely, but it's not right.
Black velvet with a white Venetian lace collar. Why, it would just be beautiful.
Madam, it is useless to argue. The little girl must have on something like blue jeans and a jersey, perhaps.
Hold on, what? Did you say blue jeans and a jersey?
But yes, that's what they want.
I'm not going to have my picture taken in old blue jeans and a jersey.
Why, no, I don't want her picture taken in something like that either.
I'm going to wear my new dress.
No. I've got this thing time. I must catch the plane back to Chicago.
I'm going to wear my new dress. You promised me, Mommy.
Oh, yes, I don't understand, Mr. Hoffman. Why should she have to...
I have my orders, madam. She used to look like a little girl.
Well, she certainly looks like a little girl in that dress. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, then, please.
I'm going to wear my new dress.
Yes, dear. But where is Mr. Wallace? Where is Mr. Wallace?
He will be back, but he wants me to take the pictures. Because of me, Mr. Wallace. I know how to take pictures.
Well, there will be no picture taking until Mr. Wallace comes back.
Madam, I come all the way from Chicago.
I don't care if you came all the way from Timbuktu. My daughter's not going to have a picture taken to appear in magazines all over, dressed in some awful blue jeans and a jersey. Well, I got this dress specially. And not only that, but the idea of having her pose against a blank wall. I got it all arranged with flowers by the fireplace, which is a much better background.
You are telling me how to take the picture?
Well, I certainly don't think that it's...
I have thought about the great people of the world. President Eisenhower, Mr. Churchill, Helen Hayes.
I'm going to wear my new dress.
Even Queen Elizabeth of England.
Well, I'll bet Queen Elizabeth didn't put on blue jeans and a jersey.
I'm going to wear my new dress.
And another thing, Mr. Wallace, he wants to take her picture against that perfectly blank wall, which certainly, even though I know nothing about photography, cannot be called by any stretch of the imagination an interesting background.
Now, let's all calm down.
He tells me how to take pictures.
Carl, now, please.
I'm not going to be told how to take a picture.
Oh, I'm sure she wasn't trying to tell you how to take the picture.
I couldn't take the picture now anyhow. Look at my hands. They're shaking. It's me all over.
All right. Now, why don't you walk outside and get a breath of air, Carl, and have a smoke and calm down.
Always the amateurs. They know everything.
Now, he is certainly a very rude man.
Well, I'd appreciate it if we didn't get him any more upset. He's a very expensive photographer.
Well,
he's like all artists. He's excitable, emotional, temperamental. You know how talented people are. They're high-strung. You have to baby them along a little bit.
I don't like him.
Well, he's really a very nice man. Well, let's talk this over quietly, huh?
I want to wear my new dress.
Of course you do, and you look lovely in it. But, you see, the idea of the picture is that you just look like a little girl who's been playing. That's why we want you in blue jeans and a jersey.
I don't look like a girl in that. I don't look like a boy.
Oh, no. We want to get her in a dress. Why, she loves her blue jeans.
Well, I don't, and I won't wear them. I look like a boy.
Now, look, I'm trying to be patient and understanding about this. But I should like to remind you that you and your husband did sign a contract.
Well, I'd like to remind you it said nothing in there that she had to wear blue jeans.
It states that you fulfill the requirements necessary. Since Mr. Hoffman and I have a plane to catch back to Chicago tonight, I would appreciate it if you would use the discipline necessary to complete our arrangement.
Discipline? Are you implying
I'm not implying anything. I just want to get the picture taken. And when I tell my children to do something, they do it.
Well, really, if my husband were here, he would certainly tell you.
Oh, husband,
he's
here.
Oh,
what is going on? Look, if you came in the back way, I heard all this commotion.
I want to run out of
here. Listen to me. But when you turn the
wait a minute.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Find out about the things you want to know about from Douglas Edwards on Answer Please. Then get into the thick of history, go where things are happening, and take a personal glance on the people who make things happen on The World Tonight. Both of these informative programs add to the excitement of evening listening here at CBS Radio. 5 evenings a week, Douglas Edwards replies to listeners' questions on Answer Please. The questions can be on any topic at all, from the newest advances in science to statistics on Neanderthal man. In every case, the answers are fascinating to hear. Join us on CBS Radio as most of these same stations present today's edition of Answer Please. And later in the evening, follow the course of history on The World Tonight. This nightly feature brings you eyewitness news reports filled with lively and illuminating human interest details. Don't just listen for the news, experience it. 7 nights a week as CBS Radio links you to The World Tonight.
I can't help it, dear. I have to agree with Mr. Wallace. Now, after all, if Betsy's having a picture taken to advertise Hopkins Tonic, they've already decided what the picture should show. Now,
there, darling, don't cry. There. If your child's picture's going to be in magazines all over, don't you want it to look as pretty as possible?
Look, she looks cute in anything. The fact remains that she has to wear what they want. Now, look, you've got the photographer hysterical. Mr. Wallace is half crazy. His boss will be mad at him if he doesn't complete this assignment.
You promised me I can wear my new dress.
Now, I don't want any more nonsense. Come on. All right. Now, Mr. Wallace, I think we can go ahead and everything will be all right.
You promised me I could wear my new dress.
I just promised you.
And you promised me a parrot, too.
What? I promised you a what?
A parrot, like Jeannie Mitchell's grandmother has.
What's the...
A parrot, and says hello, probably want a cracker.
What in Sand Hill is she talking about?
Oh, yes, don't you remember when we were trying to get her interested in having a picture taken for this? 2 weeks ago, Aunt Effie was here, and Betsy said she wanted a parrot, and in desperation, one of us said, oh, all right,
one
all
of us,
right.
I certainly never said she could have any parrot.
You did, Daddy, you did.
Is she talking about a parrot, a bird, one of those talking things?
Yes, and at the time, dear, I wonder why you said she could have one.
I never said she could have one. It must have been you. I never
said
that.
No,
Daddy, yes, you did.
Now, there's one thing. There's no sense trying to take a picture anymore today. You'll just have to come back, Mr. Wallace. Her eyes are so red and swollen from crying. She looks like a fright, and she's all upset there, darling. Come with Mommy. Come on, darling. And if you promised her a parrot, then you should get one. We always said we should stick to promises.
Where in places will I get a parrot?
I'll get one. I'll call Chicago, and I'll get one. Somehow, somewhere, I'll get a parrot.
Oh, I'm awful sorry about this.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. I'm used to working with temperamental people. But this is the first time I ever had to get a parrot to finish it.
Yeah, well, if my child is temperamental, she's probably talented.
Yes, she's got all the makings of a big dog.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers, Alexander Clark, and Rudolph White. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow to The Couple Next Door. Mm-hmm.